But I think that one of the strengths of this book is that it gives a picture for American readers, at least, that we're really unfamiliar with that period between
Yes,
World War I
absolutely.
and World War II, and and the fact that the Depression, as we ex as America experienced it, other countries were going through a similar kind of experience. And I was a big fan of, I loved Mrs. Gaskell. That's what we called
Oh,
her.
yeah.
In graduate school, Mrs. Gaskell, now it's Elizabeth Gaskell, but like North and South, which is
Yeah.
Manchester, even though it's basically Manchester, and what and the big gap between the rich and the poor. And I think that that's one of the great things that Ruth Adam, who was a pretty left-wing kind of person,
Yeah.
I think one of the things that she brought out so well in here is that we get a sense. I mean, sometimes I think Americans that we're so
Yeah,
narrowly
100%.
focused, and this is like, oh no, England, suffered badly. Not only was there a dearth of marriageable men because they'd all been killed in World War I, but
Yeah.
here was this great economic division. So I thought that was another really interesting. I mean, it's much more socially conscious than Mary Olivier is,
That one's
if
much
you.
more internal. This one is
It was,
external.
right.
Yeah.
I loved that aspect of it, reading about the Great Depression from the perspective of a British author,
Right.
because they have just a heightened sensitivity to class issues, and she was more open to like left-wing ideas, and so that is an exciting subplot or feature of this
Right.
book. The whole world feels very full of every feature of life, whether it's the politics or the school children, the
Right.
women and the issues the older women are having, and then like younger teenage girls and little girls, just like a whole full world. Whereas like when I look at a lot of British culture, I feel like it jumps from World War I to World War II, and then maybe in between there it was like the Mitford sisters like knocking back some martinis, but like you miss some of the stuff that happened.
Right.
So I really did appreciate how dark this book could get
It,
in
yeah.
tackling that.
And I think that point about the Brits being so much more conscious of class differences, that isn't at all played up in American fiction between the wars. I don't think so. I mean, I'm trying to think of something that might, illuminate class in the US, but
Oh, I
not.
was kind of thinking about Steinbeck in that way, with just
Yeah.
Grapes of Wrath as just this other major pillar of,
Right.
Depression era literature. But that one, it's more of like, at least from my memory of it, it's more like you'll fight for your family, you'll go to all lengths for yourself. You need to strive out in the country and build your land and find your place and
It's
get your job.
sentimental.
Yeah, and I love Grapes of Wrath, but this is more like stiff upper lip, handle the job, get through it, instead of like go into the world and fight for your family and fight for your land and your property, And I guess in that way it confronts class more because in maybe Grapes of Wrath, it doesn't deny at all the fact that there is this major gap between rich and poor, but it's like we can fight to become middle class or better again. This has no preconception about that idea. It's just like, can we survive until we get food regularly?
Much more like India with the caste system.
Yeah.
That's what Isabel Wilkerson's book is about, her book Caste, how it plays out here. Isn't that interesting that, a work of fiction can bring up all of those important aspects, to make us maybe rethink or make different connections? I think that's one of the wonderful, wonderful benefits of reading.
Absolutely.
Can do that. Yeah.